called Finding Home. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard. And in-studio guest here this morning, Timothy Frost. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Our question today, Timothy, today is your first day of retirement. What's on the list to do?
Oh, I'd jump onto a cruise ship and go somewhere warm immediately.
Long as it's warm, right? Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'd go to breakfast because, you know.
Oh,
well, and obviously. I would order the thick bacon.
Perfect.
And then go for a hearing test. So. Wait, I should do that now. All right. Timothy is in from the Fort Finley Playhouse, and it's an original production written and directed by you, Finley native Timothy Frost.
Whoa, so, what?
Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise. It's a production at Fort Finley Playhouse. So how does one go about to write a production? Where do you start?
Gosh, there's a thousand and different ways of writing a show or a book or anything of the kind. I can only speak to my own way, if you will, and ever since I was young, whenever I had to write something for school or what have you, I was always inspired by instrumental music. So if I was writing a paper or a project, I always had some kind of music playing in the background, and it just gave me thoughts, it gave me ideas that I could then write and go with. So it was funny with this show, actually. I think it was one of the most abnormal ways of writing a show, because normally you have an idea of what you want to write, and then you kind of flush out the scenes and characters, what have you. I had no idea what I was doing. I was working as a night auditor at a hotel years ago, and it was about 2 a.m. I had hours of free time. And a professor of mine once told me, if you're not doing anything, if you're not in a show or in a project, then do your own work. Do your own creativity. Like, put something on yourself. Don't just sit and squander. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to do something with my time. So I turned on some music, and I thought, I'll just write whatever comes down. And each song that played during those hours of waiting for the shift to end, I started to write a different thing, either a monologue or a scene, and nothing tied together until one scene came, which is one of the most heaviest scenes of this drama, and that's when I found the storyline. And from there, I just kept writing, and I kept coming up with these different monologues and scenes, and then after a while, I was able to thread them all together to make one cohesive show.
Very good. Finley native Timothy Frost, Fort Finley Playhouse, original production Finding Home. So what can we expect when we go to the show? What's it all about?
So it's definitely a drama. you may want to bring tissues.
Uh-oh.
but I will say there is a resolution in the end that we can all walk away with a refreshed heart with. The show is about a family, a modern-day family, who find themselves in a predicament that ends up breaking them apart. The father is caught cheating with the wife's sister, but as it was to save the sister's life, is it justifiable? And I won't give too much away as to why he did it. That's said in the show. But then from that, we see all the characters kind of break off from that birth family and find their own way in the world and find their place in this world where they can call home and they can call family. And so it's kind of a social commentary on today's environment, where we find that our blood family isn't always our healthiest. And so our chosen families can be safer to us and healthier, or our chosen paths are better for us. And so that's kind of what the show is talking about. And some of the characters find those healthy families and find those healthy homes, and some of them don't. And that's just kind of the reality of our world.
Wow. Who's playing some of the parts in Finding Home?
We have Christina Rowe as Carol Ann, who finds one of the most, unfortunately, saddest homes, which is a suicide. But it's in a place that always meant the dearest to her. We have Cody Wells, who's playing John, the father, who has one of the toughest roles in the show. I tell him that if you do the part right, the entire audience, half are going to hate you, half are going to love you and see you as a helper and savior.
Sure.
We have Stephanie Cray, who is playing Janie, who's the lead character in the show, who we follow throughout the entire time. And she finds her home in writing and in healthy writing and expressing herself and not in anger where she was before. And a lot of other characters are just beautifully played. Really, I can't say this enough, how I'm more excited about the cast and our team and the work they've done than my own work on the stage, because they've just done such an incredible job with the show. It's just beautiful what they have.
Very good. Timothy Frost, Findlay native, original production at Fort Findlay Playhouse called Finding Home. The world premiere is coming up, and it runs, give us ticket information, January 12th through the 14th. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Next weekend, so, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only one weekend. You can purchase tickets on fortfindleyplayhouse.org/tickets, or you can contact us at our phone as well.
Very good. Check it out. fortfindleyplayhouse.org, Finding Home, world premiere next weekend. Timothy Frost, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.